My guest today is the director of the California Economic Forecast, Dr. Mark Schneep. Level forecasts for Caltrans and other organizations. Maybe you can tell us when the freeway will be finished. November 15th, 1998, he came into the studio. He was my very first guest, and hopefully I'll plan on him being my last guest. Today is program number 1400, so he gets to celebrate that with me. He was last on in January. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Mark Schneep.
Hello, good morning, and ready to go.
You are in great shape. You're in better shape than I am, and I'm in pretty good shape. But
How come you're in good shape?
I am, I had a hernia operation about 4 months ago, so I was not exercising for a while, but now I'm back, and I am in great shape, actually. But you seem to be, I don't think I'd want to wrestle you.
Yeah, that's what most people say.
So, inventory is higher. When we spoke earlier, you said the higher, we're in this insane median price year to date, $2,650,000, and you attribute that to Montecito and Hope Ranch, and I think that's true. Montecito, $6.5 million year to date. But we have this higher inventory. Why do you, it's still historically low, but why do you think we have that higher inventory?
It's higher everywhere too, so it's not just here. So you're part of a general trend that has occurred all over. Well, mostly in California, but also nationwide, we're seeing inventory increase. It's because we haven't really had many transactions over the last several years here. We've been in a recession essentially, real estate, and so people need to move on with their lifestyle changes, and that includes, selling their homes and moving around. And so they're getting tired of waiting for interest rates to come down because they haven't. So to hell with it, let's list the house and move on with our lives. That's why.
I think so. It's what you were last on in January. And what has changed for your forecast for the remaining months of 2025? Or has anything changed? Has everything happened exactly how you said it was going to happen in January of 2025?
Most of the stuff has happened, yes, but not exactly. Because we were completely shocked and stunned over what the announcement of tariffs did to the equities market, to, expediting imports into the United States to get them past the tariffs, and all the other kind of fast-paced policy changes that have occurred with the new administration. They kind of came faster and more furious than we had predicted. Now things are settling down again. There's no indication of recession, although people were worried about that back in April and May when we had the, the big day of tariffs. What was that called? The day of something. I forget it now. But now everything's kind of going back to normal. Stock market's back at an all-time high. We're getting good numbers on the economic indicators. And so I think the economy is going to do just fine for the rest of the year. It will be slower, however, than normal.
And when you say that, there's always these, which I can never remember, every quarter they look at a number, and if that number is lower 2 months in a row, that's a recession. What is that number?
That's the growth rate of GDP.
And you feel that when you say the economy would be lower, are you referring specifically to the GDP growth rate?
To overall growth, yes. So instead of getting 2-3% growth that we normally get quarter by quarter, it's probably going to be between 1-2. Things have slowed down right now. But that could pick up at any time. Right now we're seeing, again, a very vibrant stock market. The labor markets don't seem to be in any trouble. There's no trauma. Unemployment's still low. People are not filing for unemployment claims, so we know there's not an excessive amount of layoffs. Everything seems to be just sort of moving along here.
Can I file unemployment if I'm in between listings?
No, I don't think that's going to work.
What my guest is Dr. Mark Schneep, directs the California Economic Forecast. You can find him at californiaforecast.com. californiaforecast.com. He does a monthly newsletter that you can get for absolutely no charge. So if you mention the fundamentals are looking good, you mention the tariffs that kind of threw everybody for a loop, why do you think that the GDP will not be, potentially not be 2 to 3%, could be 1 to 2% then?
Well, there's just a general slowdown in people buying stuff right now. They're not buying as much goods. They're buying a lot of services, but they're not buying stuff. So that's slowing things down. And also, we've got, tons of layoffs with the federal government and DOGE, and that's going to slow down government spending, even though this big, beautiful bill was just passed with lots of spending in it. It looks like the Trump administration is going to do everything they can to claw back a lot of the money through rescissions and impounds on a lot of this appropriated stuff. So look for a lot less federal spending and government spending in general. So that's going to slow down growth.
So you want people listening to go out and buy stuff. One thing that people slow down buying is Tesla. And the stock year to date is down, but if you go back 12 months, you would have made a lot of money if you bought Tesla 12 months ago. Is he going to, and of course now he's completely distanced himself from the current administration. Is Tesla going to rebound?
Yep. Tesla will completely rebound. They're the largest e-car company in the world as far as a revenue standpoint. I think there's a Chinese company called BYD that actually puts out more units. But other than that, Tesla is the place to be. That's not going to slow down. And as soon as he starts releasing his autonomous vehicles, which we're seeing a lot of companies do right now, it's only going to get better. So don't underestimate Elon Musk.
Yeah, well, I think it was Warren Buffett, famous quote is don't bet against America. And regardless of how you feel about Trump, it just seems a shame that Tesla was so attacked due to his participation in the Trump administration. Because the man, when you look at his other companies as well, let alone Tesla and what it did, he's been so helpful to this country and this planet. God, it was vicious.
Right. So you kind of answered your own question with that. Is Tesla going to bounce back? Well, of course it is. I mean, because look at the guy behind it. And he's still relatively young, so he's probably got another 20 years at least of productive capacity, if not 30. And, he'll continue to make the Boring Company better and SpaceX better and Twitter better and or whatever it's called, and Tesla. So, all that is just going to continue to rise. So there's a stock tip for you for the next 10 years.
Well, you told me about a month ago to buy Tesla, and I think they were at $300 a share, and then it went up to $315 a share. I think you told me to buy 2,500 shares, but I didn't have liquid the $750,000 like you did. I assume you bought the 2,500 shares.
Well, no, I already had a few shares, not 2,500, but Tesla's been very volatile, but yeah, you should have bought it, Schneidman, because you'd probably be able to dump this show then.
it's kind of tough to retire when you're a real estate agent because you kind of keep in touch with old clients and someone introduces you, and I can't seem to get away from it, which I'm not complaining, but it's kind of nice. My guest, Mark Schneep, Director, California Economic Forecast, based right here in Santa Barbara, but working throughout the state, including Caltrans. I drove down to Carpinteria recently. I hadn't been down that way for a while. It was amazing. But man, they really screwed over Montecito, closing down the Coast Village Road left-hand entrance, I think, way too soon. That was a mess, and we still... So my goal is just to live long enough to see all that finished. In terms of... You mentioned the tariff seems to have subsided, although it's still a wild card in a way. And you mentioned this bill that is spending a lot of money, but the goal, I mean, I watched a television program and you know, they think that Trump, he wants to go down as the greatest president ever. He's got this huge ego. And so his goal is to make everything perfect. Now, if people don't like this bill, they're going to say, oh, that was a bad choice. But what do you think the actual economic takeaway is, and the underlying economic fundamentals that people who support this bill are claiming?
Well, it codifies all of the temporary tax cuts that were made in his first term and makes them permanent. So we completely avoid a meaningful tax increase by allowing those tax cuts to expire this December. So we've evaded that with the bill. And then he's added on to that no tax on tips, of course, and no tax on overtime. So, and also he's given additional standard deduction amounts to seniors so that they won't pay as much tax on Social Security.
Right, I heard.
That's the main deal.
As someone said, the senior deduction went from someone texted me, raises the senior deduction by $4,000 to $6,000. Do you know if that's true?
I believe that's true, yes.
So, because, you know, a lot of times if you're getting, like my mom and my friend's mom today, you know, they never paid taxes on Social Security because they were basically making, you know, $24,000 a year in income from Social Security. But people who... So you can make up to $6,000 if you have some other income, maybe some dividend income or something, a small pension, and so you won't pay tax on your Social Security. That's
right.
So these tax cuts that came permanent, the people that were against the bill say that, you know, there were no tax cut for real middle America. It was for the rich people. Were these tax cuts from 2017, were they benefiting the middle class? Are they benefiting the middle class?
Yes, yes. So, of course, that's what the other side is going to say here, that they're just a big windfall gain for rich people. But that's what Democrats always talk about regarding Republican, you know, tax cuts. But we do know, looking back in the first administration, that it benefited all income levels of the population in the United States. They affected everybody. So, and we want that to continue. And they'll even continue in a more meaningful way because we've taken it off of tips and overtime. So that's going to help middle America.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of billionaires are working for tips or putting in overtime or people even making, well, I imagine people making a couple hundred thousand. My cousin Freddie sent me an article about Los Angeles County lifeguards making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. I don't know if that was a fake news thing, but I have to look into that. My guest, Mark Schneep, he's director of the California Economic Forecast. You can find him at californiaforecast.com. He puts out a monthly newsletter, californiaforecast.com. He was my first guest, November 15th, 1998. And today he's helping celebrate a show, a program number 1400. So not that you're an expert on this big, beautiful bill, but you did have some good information on it. The obviously, if Trump wants to be a winner, he wants to go down as the greatest president, he's thinking this is all going to be good for the economy. And then you hear, well, it's detrimental to the economy. I mean, obviously, there's got to be some things in there that aren't good for the economy, do you think? Or how long are we going to know before this thing, you know, impacts our economy?
Well, we do know. It's probably only going to benefit the economy, at least in the short run. But one of the things that it does is it causes increased spending, which we may or may not get. It, again, it depends on what I said earlier, to how much of it is subject to rescission or impound. And I think they're going to float a lot of that activity on August 18th, when there is only 75 days left in the fiscal year, because if Congress doesn't act on negating the amount of money they want to take back, it automatically occurs when the fiscal year ends. So all Mike Johnson has to do, the Speaker, is when he receives the requests to impound monies, is just ignore, sit on the request until the fiscal year ends, and then it just automatically happens. So I think that you will see a reduction in government spending due to that kind of action by the current administration.
I'm going to have to replay what you just said five times so I can understand it. the request for impound money, that's not like part of this bill wants to, you know, fund the border wall, fund detention centers, fund ICE. That's not what you're talking about?
No, I'm not necessarily talking about that, because, again, it's a continuing resolution bill, which means that all the same stuff that they spent money on, including all the waste, corruption, and fraud that Elon Musk found out running Doge, that all continues to get appropriated and allocated. And so they need to work on running that back. And I think many senators have found that if you go through line by line item, you could probably save $1 trillion in a lot of this wasteful spending. So we'll see just what we get coming up. And then we have a new fiscal 2026 bill budget that's going to have to come out in September. So we're waiting to see what that's going to do.
Boy, you know, it's complicated. Government is complicated in Santa Barbara on a local level, and it's just insane on the worldwide stage and the federal level. But I'm learning something. That's good. My guest, Mark Schneep, Dr. Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast Director. I met him back in the 1990s, and he pretty much started the UCSB Economic Forecast. And now he directs the California Economic Forecast. You could find him at californiaforecast.com, californiaforecast.com. Do you miss teaching economics at UCSB?
No, not at all. I got plenty to do.
Did you?
Here at my spinoff company, yes. I mean, we do stuff all over California. We don't do much for Santa Barbara anymore. I do talk to the realtors and give them an annual show, and I do a couple of little things here and there. But for the most part, we're much bigger, and we have a broader base of assignments now statewide.
And let's take a break. I was going to ask you why Caltrans, what they have you do, maybe if they decide you have anything to do with the bullet train. I'll ask you that. And then maybe we can talk something local about State Street. I'm just so unhappy with State Street. My guest, Mark Schneep, available at californiaforecast.com. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. You're listening to program number 1400. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.